I'm here talking to Gillian Matthew, Project Manager Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Overview of Mental Health Services. Gillian, could you just tell us a bit about what this report's about?
It's an overview of mental health services right across Scotland. We've looked at services provided by the NHS, councils, police, the prison service and the voluntary sector, and it's for people of all ages. We've assessed how available these services are across Scotland, how easy people find it to access the services they need, and how much money is spent on them.
And what have you found?
Well, there have been significant developments in mental health services over the last 10 years or so, and there's been a move away from large, long-stay institutions more into community services. We found that there is a need to build on this work and for public sector bodies to provide better access to certain services, such as those for children, for older people and for out-of-hours and crisis services. We've identified a number of areas for improvement in the report and highlight a need for a better understanding of the cost of community services and what services are being provided. Local partners need to work together more effectively to deliver joined-up care for people with mental health problems to ensure they can access the services that they need.
And what's the impact and the importance of all this on the public?
Well, the impact of mental health problems is felt right across Scotland. It's estimated that one in four people will have a mental health problem at some point in their lives, and one in six will experience this at any one time. Mental health problems are estimated to cost the country over £8 billion a year. This includes costs to the health service, to councils and to the wider economy in relation to lost working days and unemployment.
Now, this report is the first in a series that you're doing on mental health. What are the other areas that you're going to be looking at, and when are you going to be doing this?
We identified a number of areas that would benefit from a more detailed review, including services for children and adolescents, dementia and community mental health services. We plan to start our next mental health study in 2010, and we'll consider the evidence in this report and any further developments to help determine the focus of the study when we start that. And we'll be monitoring other work in this area over the next year or so, as we don't want to duplicate any work that other people are doing on this.
Coming back to this report, what would you like to see happen now?
We've made a number of recommendations for all agencies involved in supporting people with mental health problems. It's aimed at helping them address any gaps in services and better meeting local need. Some of the key developments we'd like to see are the Scottish Government and local partners working together to develop services for people with mental health problems, which are joined up and providing appropriate services to meet people's needs, and also collecting more information about services in the community to better enable planning and development of services. At local level, partners need to work together on this as well, and we'd like them to identify and address any gaps, including out-of-hours and crisis services, continue to monitor and develop the move from hospital to community care, and also to ensure that data on waiting times for mental health services are collected routinely, and to take action against any services that have long waiting times.
Gillian, thank you for your time.